Senator James Inhofe is a Republican from the state of Oklahoma, and he's got quite a few ideas regarding the future of these bailout initiatives. Senator, great to have you with us on the Lou Dobbs Show.
Thank you, Lou.
Senator, you've sent a letter to your Senate colleagues saying, let's freeze what's left of that money. You think you need to rein in Secretary Paulson?
Well, I talked to Secretary Paulson just about an hour ago. At least I did find out that there are $60 billion left of the first $350 billion.
Right.
So what we're trying to do, I'm trying to do it legislatively. I have a bill, it's Senate Bill 3683, and I spent some time on the floor yesterday trying to get some support for it to freeze us where we are today, then change the access, the legal access to the other $350 billion. As it is right now, all he has to do is wait till we're out of town, and he can get it without any kind of legislation, any kind of action. And that's not the way it's supposed to be. And so I was encouraging him, if you're going to do it while we're here so we can go through this process. Well, I don't think that's going to happen. And there's another thing to look at, too, as I brought out today. If we don't do something with this $350 billion, then when the new administration comes in, and I'm not as confident that they're going to do a great job as perhaps some of our listeners are, they would have access to not just the $60 billion, but the $350 billion. No telling where it would go. So, you know, there's every reason in the world to stop it where we are right now. It was not used for its intended purpose. And the opposition that I had back in October 3rd is still alive today.
Yeah, you know, I can't for the life of me figure out what in the world everybody there. And you're making great sense, Senator Inhofe, if I may say, and compliment you. But your colleagues are scaring the dickens out of the American people because, you know, it's a little bit like the fellow who goes in the bar and is snapping his fingers, and the guy says, you know, as he gets drunker and drunker, the people are asking, what are you doing, snapping your fingers? And he says, I'm doing this to keep away the pink elephants. And they say, well, there are no pink elephants. And he says, see, it's working. You know, I mean, this is sort of the deal here, isn't it?
I might use that. That's good.
With my compliments, yeah. Senator.
It is good. And, you know, this is all, this can be done. And if we don't do this, and I think, Lou, that we need to make sure that people understand the amount, the magnitude of this. $700 billion, if you divide that into the 139 million families that file tax returns, that's $5,000 for each family who's listening to us right now. It's just huge. And so it's a serious thing. And the other thing that we said initially in opposing this $700 billion was that who's going to come in later? Well, now we've got the auto dealers. Now, you know, it's got to stop somewhere. And this is the only place I can see it to stop the bleeding.
Do you support the idea of giving the big three car makers federal money?
No, I don't. No, of course not. Who are we going to leave out if we start doing that? Now, I know there's no attractive options out there, but I also know that if you have the same management and the same union contracts, you're going to have the same problem after they go through $25 billion. And I just don't think that's going to that's not America.
Yeah, it didn't take long for us to hear that the United Auto Workers Union wanted their own $25 billion so that they could take care of their health care plan.
Well, it's actually up to about $75 billion now.
Oh, is it?
Yes, as I've listened to this.
I went and shortchanged somebody, and I apologize for that.
Yeah, it is a very serious thing. Paulson himself said last Friday, he said the financial markets have been stabilized. Well, if that's the case, then I think we say, great, a successful program, let's stop it where it is. We have an opportunity to do that, but if we don't do it, then I can just assure you that the entire $700 billion will be used up.
Well, is there any appetite in the leadership in the Senate or the House, as far as you know, say enough's enough?
Well, Lou, you know it, but your listeners may not. I'm a conservative Republican, and so I don't have that much stroke, however, with Harry Reid. But to stop and think about the position that he's in.
By the way, many people, let me point out, Senator, a lot of people consider that to be a badge of honor.
Well, okay, Lou, but it could inure to his benefit to go ahead and do something like that, because then if things don't go right, he can blame Republicans. And you know, so I'm looking for any kind of ally I can get. There are 24 of us that voted against this to start with, so we've got to increase that by 26 more, 27 more in order to get this passed.
Well, you know, I got to believe some of your colleagues are a little worried that if they shut down the rest of the bailout, that means that they won't get their fair share of that $150 billion in pork that was passed along with the $700 billion bailout. What do you think?
Yeah, I think you're right, and I wasn't going to say that, but to me, that's all the more reason. No, it's kind of strange the way this happened, because the House first overwhelmingly rejected it, and then it came back in a worse form, and they overwhelmingly accepted it. And so it's hard to explain some of the things that are going on here in Washington. I only say this, that when you come in with a very persuasive, traumatic story that the world's coming to an end, we have to do it.
Well, they're scaring the daylights out of people.
Yeah, and I'm talking about our own members, too.
Yeah.
So, anyway, there is a way out. It's going to have to be done this week if it's going to be done. And the main thing to keep in mind now is that any action has to take place during this lame duck session, or in my opinion, it's over.
What's your reaction to Ben Bernanke, the chairman of the Federal Reserve, saying that he just doesn't feel it would be helpful to tell the United States Congress and the U.S. Senate what he's doing with $2 trillion? He just, you know, that would make him uncomfortable.
Well, I think that he needs to be a little, he looks too comfortable every time I see him. I think, though, that it worse than that is that we didn't know what this was being spent for until after it was spent. Right. And I'm a senior member of the United States Senate, and if I don't know, then, you know, there's something wrong with this picture. So anyway, I'm right now they're arguing about silly things like who should have authority over this thing. Should it be the Senate Finance Committee or the Senate Bank Committee? And then we should appoint a special inspector general. Well, we don't need an inspector general just for this purpose, because it'll all be over by the time you get confirmed. So that's I think it's kind of like we're treating the patient, but we haven't stopped the bleeding.
All right. Well, Senator Inhofe, thanks for being with us here on the Lou Dobbs Show. We'll be talking on television as well.
Oh, I look forward to it.